His Kids is being brought to you by His Kids Ministry.
He was sold for 30 pieces of silver, yet he redeems sinners. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, yet he is the good shepherd. He gave his life, and by dying, he destroyed death.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive.
He is not here. He has risen. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Hi, everyone. I'm John Penio. Welcome to His Kids Ministries Music Outreach Program as we continue to bring the hope of the Lord Jesus through His Word and His music. And let's go to God's Word. Book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, about the resurrection of Jesus. All right, here we go. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
There's a love so amazing. There's a love so pure. There is none, there is no equal to this love, to this love. This is love, this is love that a man This is love, this is love, that a man laid down his life. With this love, we'll move mountains. With this love, we'll change the world, 'cause there's no this love, then is love. This is love, this is love, that a man laid down his life. This is love.
Yeah, that was South Shore Zone. That's right, south of Boston Zone. David Coate with This Is Love. And yeah, today is Saturday, and tomorrow we get to celebrate Resurrection Easter Sunday. And you know, my good friend, former executive director of Teen Challenge Brockton, Massachusetts, Reverend Jim Vitale, would always say to me, John, the greatest day of all was the day of Christ's resurrection. And yes, you know what? I totally agree. Easter, because of Christ's resurrection, is the greatest day as we believers celebrate. Amen. To me, it is what our whole belief in Jesus is based on, that through his resurrection, we have the great promise that we will have eternal life with him. Hallelujah. Forever and ever.
They did not take his life, but he laid it down for folks just like you and me. Oh, he paid the price. It was his life at Calvary. For he lived in love.
Let him live. And
Amen, and he's risen. He's risen. Jesus is alive. That, by the way, was Pastor Jim Busby with his song, And He's Risen.
At the foot of the cross, where grace and suffering meet, you have shown me your love through the judgment you received. You've won my heart. Yes, you've won my heart. Now I can trade these ashes in for beauty, and wear forgiveness like a crown. Coming to the feet of mercy, I lay every burden down at the foot of the cross. At the foot of the cross, where I am made complete,
there is only one God, there is only one truth, there is only one name that saves me, there is only one. So bring your wounds and he will heal them. Bring your chains, he'll set you free. Let the power of your shame meet the power of his name.
Babylon, only one. That's right, there's only one God, only one truth, only one name, only one Jesus. I hope you're getting excited about tomorrow, Resurrection, Easter Sunday. All right, let's go to the Newsboys, right here on His Kids.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. And I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again.
In all.
John chapter 20, verse 24. Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
At the feet of Jesus I will lay my burdens down. I will lay my heavy burdens down. In the stillness I can hear my Savior calling out. Come to me and lay your burdens down. So I will lay down my struggles, and I will lay down my shame, and all the fear I drag around through this life like a ball and chain. And I will sing hallelujah to the one who sets me free. You will find me at the feet of Jesus. You will find me at the feet of Jesus. In the arms of Jesus I will find my peace and rest. I hear him calling, come to me and rest. Carried by my shepherd, cradled tightly to his chest. There and there alone my soul finds rest. So I will rest in the shelter of my Savior's embrace, hidden safely in the refuge of his mercy and his grace. And I will sing hallelujah to the one who sets me free. And you will find me in the arms of Jesus. And at
and sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the one who sets me free. And you will find me at the feet of Jesus. You will find me at the feet of Jesus.
Beautiful song by Stephen Curtis Chapman, Feet of Jesus. Let's go to God's Word again, 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
Hanson Insurance Agency, providing life, auto, home, and business insurance since 1979. If you would like more information, you can reach them at 781-293-6376 or hanson.com.
My sincere thanks to Hanson Insurance Agency for being a faithful sponsor of His Kids Ministry since 1995.
Mourner, wherever you are, wherever you are, at the cross there is room. Tell your burdened heart, your burdened heart, at the cross there is room. Tell it in the Savior's ear. Cast away your every fear. Only speak, and he will hear. Hallelujah. Everyone, everyone can come to the cross. It doesn't matter what you've done.
Reggie's Oil Company, located in Quincy, family-owned and operated since 1950. Reggie's Oil Company also offers 24-hour service. Reggie's Oil Company, 617-471-2095 or at reggiesoil.com. My sincere thanks to Reggie's Oil Company for being a faithful sponsor of His Kids Ministry since 1995.
When your week feels like a beatdown, and you can't tell the night from day, and you're tired of fighting battles when all you feel is pain, oh, it's a heavy. There's hope on the horizon, 'cause the cross was not the end. Let joy come in the morning, and child, lift your head, and don't you give up.
Yes, how great is our God. All right, let's go to Nicole right now with a word for today.
Thank you for joining us for His Kids Music Program on this Saturday before Easter. Today may be a busy day for you, depending on what you're doing on Easter Sunday. But have you ever thought about what today was like for the people who lived in Jesus' day, for His disciples and all those who loved Him, and all those who not only saw Him as Messiah, but also as friend? Today must have been a dark day for them, even though Jesus did talk about His death and resurrection. I'm sure some people had just given up all hope. Maybe others were waiting in expectation to see if the words of Jesus really would come to pass. Sometimes it's a dark season for us too, as we're waiting for the promises that God has spoken to us and for the promises in His word to come to pass in our life. But in those days, in those dark moments, we need to keep on believing. We need to keep our focus on Christ. We need to keep our focus on who He is and to know that if God has spoken a promise, it will come to pass. There is a timing and there is a way for everything that God does. So in those moments when we are waiting for what God has spoken to come to pass, we can't give up. We have to keep on believing. And we need to keep our relationship with God strong. So on this day before Easter, I encourage you to keep on believing for the promises God has spoken. And as we reflect on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus tomorrow, we can thank Him that He is who He says He is. And we can thank Him for the power of the resurrection and all that we have in Christ as His children today. Keep on believing. Don't give up. And have a great Resurrection Sunday.
Thank you so much, Nicole. And yes, yesterday was Good Friday as we reflected on what Jesus did for you, did for me, did for all of us on the cross. Here's a song by Phil Kagi, "Were You There When They Crucify My Lord?" Followed by Mac Powell, "I Remember You."
I remember that your body was broken.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God is madly in love with you. This is your day. This is your opportunity to come to Jesus. The Bible says if you come to him, he will in no way cast you out. Everyone is welcome to him. It doesn't matter what race you're from. It doesn't matter what background you have. It doesn't matter how you grew up. It doesn't matter what religious experience you've had. You need Jesus. Now's the time to come to him and give your all to him. You see, God is in love with you. And his love is not a feeling, it's not a philosophy, it is a person. His name is Jesus. Won't you pray this prayer after me? If you've never been born again, the Bible says unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you've never been born again, pray this prayer. If perhaps you've been born again, but you've been away from the Lord, you've been backslidden, you've been walking away from him, come back to him now. Today's your day. Make your decision to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. Pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I invite Jesus Christ to come into my life, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. I believe he died for my sins. I believe he rose from the dead. I believe he is the living God. I believe he is the loving God. And now I invite him to be my loving Father. I invite him to be my Savior, and I confess he is my Lord. I turn away from a life of sin. I turn away from a life of selfishness. And Jesus Christ is now my Lord and my Savior. I'm yours, Lord. From this day forward, I will sit at your feet, and you will be my King. I submit my life to your loving Lordship in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, it's time to move forward with God now. It's time to give your life completely to him. Begin to read your Bible and begin to pray and begin to get around godly, on fire Christians that are serving God in a healthy, strong church that's teaching the Word of God, 100% the uncompromising Word of God. God bless you. Your life will never, ever be the same again.
Satan gleamed with pleasure that day at Calvary, for he thought he had won a mighty victory, and like him, all of the demons of hell began to cheer. Oh, but little did they know their end was drawing near. 'Cause early Sunday morning, just like Jesus said, he broke the curse of sin and death, and he rose up from the dead. Yeah.
Yes, Jesus is alive. Ron Canole, everybody. Have a wonderful, blessed Easter Resurrection Sunday. And remember, Jesus loves you.
His Kids has been brought to you by His Kids Ministry.